Job losses were minimal last month as unemployment improved. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on November 2009 U.S. employment trends that included a lot of very good news, although there are and will be large pockets of weakness. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, showed much welcome improvement in the unemployment rate of 0.2% to 10%. That unemployment rate was the result of 325,000 fewer unemployed persons, a civilian labor force that remained relatively stable by only shrinking by 98,000 to almost 154 million, and the number of them employed growing by almost 280,000. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew by almost 300,000 to about 82.9 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall loss of only 11,000 jobs last month, which is the best performance since December 2007 when this whole mess began. The goods-producing sector continued on its decline with a loss of only 69,000 jobs in November. Jobs lost in manufacturing, which numbered 41,000, were across most major subsectors, although losses in several sectors were in the hundreds, not the thousands. The construction sector hasn't started to turn around yet. It knocked down another 27,000 jobs last month, but most of those losses were with specialty trade contractors, while the construction of building sector only incrementally declined, and perhaps because of stimulus money finally making it into the pipeline, heavy and civil engineering construction added 5,200 jobs. And jobs in mining and logging declined by only 1,000, so perhaps it has hit bottom as well. Is it time to pop the champagne corks and start celebrating in the service-providing sector? Maybe not yet, since the gain of 58,000 jobs in November was not widespread, but a gain is a gain, so maybe only break out the domestic stuff for now. The retail trade sector continued to remove jobs, 14,500 in November, from the selling floor, but unlike the recent past, the losses were mixed, in with some gains in some subsectors. Perhaps in anticipation of the holiday selling season, furniture and home furnishing stores, electronic and appliance stores, as well as general merchandise stores, which includes department stores, added jobs. Professional and business services continued on its hiring spree in November by adding 86,000 jobs. Much of the improving performance in this sector can be attributed specifically to temporary help services, more on that in a moment, but management and technical consulting services, as well as computer systems design and related services, added more jobs last month. It is the same and a good story with education and health services. Educational services added 11,100 new jobs as health care and social assistance brought in 28,100 new jobs in most major subsectors, including home health care, that added 7,300 jobs. But still no parties taking place in the leisure and hospitality sector that lost 11,000 jobs, spread throughout all subsectors with the exception of amusements, gambling, and recreation that won an additional 2,900 jobs. Government jobs are fairly stable due to the federal government's addition of only 1,000 jobs. State governments added 5,000 jobs, while local governments managed to bring in 1,000 new jobs. The stabilization of temporary help services jobs first seen in the BLS data last month for the past few months does not seem like an aberration. Temporary help services were up again last month, this time by 52,400 jobs to 1,862,100, and the good news doesn't stop there. Since July 2009, which appears to be its recent low point, temporary help services had added almost 117,000 jobs, or is up 6.7%. And more good news, temporary help services continues to gain market share, which is the percentage of all jobs, and was 1.42% in November, which is a level it hasn't experienced since February. With the calendar year winding down, people tend to reflect on the past year and sometimes get downright nostalgic, as well as make predictions and express their wishes for the coming year. Since full 2009 employment data won't be released until next year, we'll refrain from reflecting on the past year in detail until all of the information is in. We think it would be safe to characterize the economy for 2009 as starting out in very bad shape, going downhill from there, but going out with a bang, and we should clarify that's a good bang. Last month, November, the unemployment rate improved to 10%, and the overall number of jobs lost was only 11,000, which is the best performance since December 2007, and temporary health services job growth accelerated. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.